क्लास एट सब्जेक्ट ज्योग्राफी चैप्टर फोर अर्बनाइजेशन। इन दिस ऑडियो वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट फ्यूचर ऑफ अर्बनाइजेशन। वी कैन नॉट थिंक ऑफ डेवलपमेंट व्हेन आवर सिटीज रिमेन डर्टी एंड क्वालिटी ऑफ अर्बन लाइफ डिक्लाइंस एंड व्हेन द अर्बन एनवायरनमेंट इज डैमेज्ड बियॉन्ड रिपेयर। सो व्हाट इज a solution to this kind of a situation? Construction of environment friendly cities or satellite towns or smart cities is an answer. Satellite towns are smaller municipalities that are adjacent to a metropolitan area. Say for example Noida in Delhi or Navi Mumbai in Mumbai. There are various advantages that satellite cities offer. Apart from giving its residents a superior quality of living, it also provides good road connectivity, assured electricity supply, adequate water supply, proper drainage, and other important amenities. It also helps to develop the local economy. It results in appreciation in the prices of land and residential property in and around the satellite city. For those in the main city who wish to escape from the stress, pollution, and hassles of city life, these satellite cities provide them with a viable alternative. Next, we come to smart cities. There are different parameters by which a city is considered as a smart city. Let us first list them. Good governance, proper planning, public management, use of technology, human capital and economy are some of them. Tokyo, London, New York, Paris, Singapore are considered smart cities as per these parameters. Indian government has also initiated the Smart City Project. The announcement of 100 smart cities falls in line with this vision. Some of the smart cities in India are Kochi in Kerala, Ahmedabad in Gujarat, Aurangabad in Maharashtra, Manesar in Delhi, Kushkhera in Rajasthan, Krishnapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, Poneri in Tamil Nadu, and Tumkur in Karnataka. The most important infrastructure elements in a smart city includes adequate water supply, assured electricity supply, sanitation including solid waste management, efficient urban mobility and transportation, affordable housing especially for the poor, robust IT connectivity and digitalization, good governance especially e-governance, sustainable environment, safety and security of the citizens particularly women, children and elderly people, health and education. So these were the elements which are present in a smart city. We finish the chapter here. Read the chapter properly for better understanding and do the exercise questions and the worksheet questions as instructed. Thank you.